The NDC and the NPP have expressed contrasting opinions on the proceedings of the first day of hearing of the substantive petition challenging the validity of President Mahama's election. The second petitioner and the NPP vice presidential candidate in the 2012 election, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, mounted the witness box and led evidence to support claims made in the petition. He told the court that more than four and a half million votes cast and counted were illegal and should be annulled. These votes, he said, stem from voting without biometric verification, pink sheets from different polling stations having the same serial number, or voting and pink sheets without signatures of present presiding officers or their assistants. But the NDC describes Dr. Bawumia's evidence as mere allegations. A report by Bubu Klinugu.
An avowed Muslim that he is, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia swore by the Holy Quran that whatever evidence he shall give shall be the truth and nothing but the truth. Led through the process by lead counsel for the petitioners, Dr. Bawumia introduced himself as an economist, vice presidential candidate of the NPP in the 2012 election, and the second petitioner in the case. He told the court that he, together with the two other petitioners, were in court to challenge the declaration of President John Mahama as the outright winner of the 2012 presidential election. Dr. Bawumia also informed the court that after the elections, he was selected by the presidential candidate of the NPP and first petitioner, Nana Akufo-Addo, to head a team tasked to review the results from all the 26,002 polling stations across the country. He said it was through that process of review that he uncovered many constitutional and statutory violations, malpractices and irregularities which affected the outcome of the results as declared by the chairman of the Electoral Commission. Dr. Bawumia explained to the court that his evidence is based on the pink sheets.
In examining these pink sheets, we found numerous constitutional and statutory violations, irregularities and malpractices in several areas.
Dr. Bawumia, can you explain to the court what a statement of poll and declaration of results form is, otherwise known as a pink sheet?
Yes, my lord. The statement of poll and declaration of results for the office of president form, otherwise known as the pink sheet, is the primary record of the election at the polling station. It is the official record of the election at the polling station. My lord, it is the record on which basis the second respondent declared the results of the presidential election for December 2012.
After the day's proceedings, spokesperson for the NPP legal team, Gloria Akufu, expressed satisfaction at the turn of events.
The petitioners opened their case. They have started giving evidence, and they have been speaking through the mouth of the second respondent, that is Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia. He has so far spoken to the petition, and by the rule, he has also to make responses to what the respondents have said in their answers. He has been taken through part of the answer of the second respondent, which is the Electoral Commission. He is yet to finish. After that, he will go on to speak on the answers of Mr. John Mahama and also the NDC party.
However, Nana Atudazi of the NDC legal team says Dr. Bawumia was simply making allegations instead of leading evidence. This, he said, will be exposed during cross-examination.
Today we know as much as possible of what our friends on the other side have. We simply feel comfortable. We're waiting to have the opportunity to have our team cross-examine Dr. Bawumia. That will be when the game really begins. We have to draw a distinction between allegations and evidence, and that is what is good about coming to court. There will be so many allegations, but then a good cross-examination will sift the wheat from the tear.
General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esidunketia, insisted that the NPP is not ready for the case.
I keep on saying that for each passing day, this case keeps crumbling. We have been vindicated when we said that NPP was not ready yesterday to begin the case. Dr. Bawumia himself, as you saw on television, admitted that some of his documentation was updated last night. Even with that ninth petition, you realize that the case he came to present does not represent anything that they had put on the table to begin with. I'm very satisfied, and I'm very happy that everything that went on in court was telecast live. But the big story is that MPP has declared that they have no confidence in their polling agents throughout the country by the admission of Dr. Baumia. And I think that we are in for very interesting times in future.
With the proceedings broadcast live on radio and television, attendance has greatly reduced as many party supporters stay glued to their TVs and radio set at home to follow events.
That was a report filed by Bubu Klinogo.